This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1333. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 24th, Shake Up at Voice of America, CHU Under Threat, Latin American Reactivations, Radio St. Helena Day, lots of new B06 frequencies from the Eastern Hemisphere, including the return of Slovakia, Indonesia Comes and Goes, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The end of daylight shifting time on October 29th in North America and Europe coincides with the beginning of the B06 shortwave broadcasting season. There'll be a great many frequency changes as well as time changes. In many cases, or sometimes it's only a frequency change or only a time change. Quite a lot of confusion, so we'll try to bring you as much information about the new frequencies as possible, starting with our own schedule for World of Radio on shortwave. As always, times on this program are in universal time and days, not local times or days. Many stations make a one-hour shift, so they will seem to be broadcasting at the same time by the local clock, but they're really running 1 hour later by real universal time. On WWCR, starting October 29th, World of Radio should be heard Fridays at 2130 UT on 15825, Saturdays at 1700 on 12160, UT Sundays at 0330 on 5070, 0730 on 3215, and Wednesdays at 1030 on 9985. On WBCQ, our first broadcast will shift to Wednesdays at 2300 UT on 7415, repeated an hour later on 18910. Also, Sunday evening or UT Monday at 0400 on 9330, and finally Monday at 0515, more or less, on 7415. WRMI has to make some additional programming changes, and there are only two scheduled times for World of Radio in the winter season, Saturday at 1530 on 7385 and Sunday at 0900 on 9955. Also, Mundo Radial will be Sundays at 11:30 on 9955. And also on WWCR, there's a frequency change besides 1 hour later on Mondays and Fridays at 22:15, starting in late October on 7465. You'll find the latest info about all our broadcasts, not only on shortwave, on the radio schedules page at worldofradio.com/radioskd.html. Well-informed sources at the Voice of America told us October 20th that in a development that was not unexpected, VOA Director David Jackson announced to division directors that he planned to step down as early as the following week. He's the former Time magazine reporter and editor-in-chief for the Pentagon's DefendAmerica.gov website. His tenure has been marked by numerous run-ins with members of VOA's professional journalist staff, accusing him of slanting the VOA in its radio and TV programming and internet website sharply toward Bush administration policies. However, by Tuesday evening, October 24th, no announcement had been made about his successor. Two names are being discussed. One is Russ Hodge of Three Roads Communications, a TV programming, video production, and strategic communications firm. He has quite a diverse resume, including producing John McLaughlin's program, worked on CNBC and Comedy Central, Politically Incorrect, Fox News Channel, and CBS News. Another name being mentioned is Danforth Austin, a former Dow Jones executive, possibly the leading candidate. However, he appears to have no TV experience, unlike Hodge, who has connections with the Broadcasting Board of Governors, so he may end up playing the role of director of the Voice of America. On October 12th, Mike Cooper in Georgia told us, I have not heard New York Volmet in some time, a check of the FAA notices to airmen confirms all four frequencies are off the air. There are separate notices confirming them, but they are currently unserviceable for some reason. There have been previous protracted outages, so we don't know if they'll ever be coming back. The frequencies where they're not currently heard are 13270, 10051, 6604, and 3485. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica was tuning in Radio Nederland in Spanish at 2330 on 9895, but instead he heard a great signal from Dr. Gene Scott. What's he doing there and from what station? Well, it turns out that KAIJ in Dallas has been testing some new frequencies, including this one, roughly between 22 and midnight UT, and also in the mornings around 13 to 14 at least, on 9975, which also clashes with other stations. We found out that these are experimental, so don't expect any regularity in scheduling or in programming. Possibly they'll have some new permanent frequencies for B06. The 100 kilowatt transmitter is in bad shape and may have been running only 20 kilowatts or so. We also heard Brother Stair announce that he was testing a new high-power transmitter at 20 to 21 UT on 13730. He doesn't like to tell us where they're coming from, but he said it was 250 kilowatts. And we thought it was probably from French Guiana, which is already carrying some of his other broadcasts. Not too strong here, however. It may be aimed at Europe instead of back toward us. But it collided with Radio New Zealand International already on 13730. Then DX Mix News in Bulgaria reported this was from the Issoudun, France site instead. However, that's really too close to serve Europe well that late in the evening, and Kai Ludwig thinks it's probably really French Guiana. The Seattle Times carried a strange story from the Los Angeles Times. Slavic fundamentalists new to the U.S. rail at gays. It seems that a lot of Russian speakers and others from the vicinity have immigrated to the Sacramento, California area, as many as 100,000 of them, and among other things, they are engaged in protesting gays. This is because they have been persuaded to immigrate to Sacramento by a program broadcast to Russia called Word to Russia. Where was it broadcast from? From KFBS in Saipan, among others, a FEBC station, according to Alexander Dyadishev in Ukraine. Show is scheduled at 09 to 11 and 11:30 to 13:30 on 11650 and 14 to 16 on 9465. Once again, in faraway Paraguay, the low-power KOA relay on the 11-meter band from Denver has been heard by Adan Moore, reporting to Conexión Digital. This was October 9th at 23:42 on 25950. FM with a sports program, variable quality, he says. I'm wondering if there's a pipeline on occasion between Denver and Paraguay. Certainly a frequency worth checking from time to time, 25950. Washington Post reported October 14th that Air America, the liberal talk radio network, has filed for bankruptcy, but they vow to go on. That doesn't mean they're going to disappear immediately. Via Mike Terry, we also have a story from The Advocate that the co-founders of Air America Radio have launched a new liberal talk network based in Phoenix called Nova M Radio. Mike Malloy, whose popular program on Air America ended in August, will debut the revamped Mike Malloy Show October 30th, live from 02 to 05 UT. Check the website, where it'll also be streamed, www.novamradio.com. Larry Vaught in Springfield, Virginia, tells us there's a new TIS station in Arlington called Arlington Emergency Radio on 1700 AM. They get out well since they're running 100 watts, a lot more than your usual TIS. Groundwave coverage at night is about 5 miles, but there have been reports of it being heard much further away. If you've listened for at least 1 minute to Canada's time signal station, CHU, you will have heard their alternating announcements in English and French, not just of the time, but now they say the following. From April 1st, 2007, CHU needs to stop operating, change frequency, or relicense. Contact radio.chu at nrc.gc.ca, or mail CHU Canada K1A 0R6. We publicized this immediately, and it led to numerous protests from listeners not only in North America, but as far as South America, lamenting the possible demise of CHU. Later, they put up more details about this on their website, which has an URL too complicated for me to convey over the radio. But it'll be in the summary for this World of Radio 1333 eventually at worldofradio.org. The background is that in April, the license of 7335 will have to be modified to reflect a change on the status of this band allocation by the ITU. It has been changed from fixed to broadcast. Of course, the question is, why not consider CHU a broadcast station? And indeed, that is one of the alternatives, but it'll have to be relicensed as such. Or they could stop using that frequency and continue on the other two, or change 7335 to a nearby fixed frequency, but that would call for additional costs, which have to be kept to a minimum. In reply to Dino Bloise, CHU's head, Raymond Pelletier, said, "Thanks for your support. We are quite prepared to keep CHU in operation and will try to make the best case possible to present to all decision makers." Meanwhile, in a possibly related development, Radio Canada International has already been heard testing on the 7 MHz band, only 25 kHz away, 7310. Bernie O'Shea in Ottawa heard it at 1600 UT, October 23rd, for half an hour or so in French, and I was also able to barely hear it the next day. This is the first time we know of that Sackville has operated on the 7 MHz band, not only for RCI, but for relaying other stations. Since CHU does not appear on HFCC registrations, broadcasters have already encroached on that frequency. Vatican Radio has used it for some time at certain hours. And now we see in the B06 schedule for Radio Republica, as transmitted via WRMI via Germany, 7335 is the frequency they plan to use for B06 between 23 and 04 UT weeknights. We promptly pointed out to Jeff White that would collide with CHU, and he was seeing about getting another frequency from T-Systems in Germany. Let's hope he succeeds, because this would not only bring interference for 5 hours each evening from Germany, but of course the heavy Cuban jamming that always pounces on Radio Republica. Thanks to John Norfolk for bringing to our attention a new series on CBC Radio 2, which we might have missed because it's a show within a show, The Concerto According to Manny. There was a notice about this at SonyBMGMasterworks.com. Following on a previous series about the violin concerto, now Emmanuel Axe is doing a series about the piano concerto. It's a 10-part series which started October 13th on CBC Radio 2, Fridays at 1.05 p.m. local time, which means it's at 1705 UT on the Eastern Daylight Time web stream, switching to 1805 in November. More about it at www.cbc.ca/pianoconcertos/. On the ABDX list, Phil Refuse in Prince Edward Island explains why CHTN 720 has remained on the air a bit longer than expected. Its FM replacement was not finally approved until August 3rd. There's a three-month period, which means that CHTN 720 would cease about November 3rd, forever going dark. However, this date is not fixed exactly, and it could go off the air by October 31st. More and more Canadian stations are moving from AM to FM, but there are new stations wanting to start up on AM, not on the vacated frequencies necessarily, but on the X-band. Dean McIntyre tells us of two applications with the CRTC for 1650 in the Toronto area. Presumably, they're mutually exclusive. One wants to be in Brampton with 1 kilowatt day and 680 watts at night, an English language station, and the other one wants to be in Mississauga with an ethnic commercial AM station, also 1,000 watts day and night, in a minimum of six different languages. You're listening to World of Radio number 1333. From P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Tom McLaughlin of Lubbock, Texas, in memory of Gigi Lytle. Earlier this year, Radio Marti cut back to only three shortwave frequencies at once during most of the day, or only two during part of the night. But now they're back to four. We found a new one, 9515, at 2200 UT. However, the Dentro-Cuban jamming command already knew about it and was covering it up. It's a tough catch, but three widely separated DXers have managed to pull in Radio Apinti in Suriname on 4990. Jodoria Partamian in São Paulo, Brazil, says he heard it October 8th at 0549 with North American pop music, dance, and rap, but no IDs. This is the frequency where it is usually heard. Also reported on October 10th by Scott Barber in New Hampshire at midnight 31 to 0102 with ballads and an ID in passing at midnight 39. And Aker Peterson in Denmark heard Radio Apinti at 0325 to 0345 on October 11th with Dutch announcements, pop songs, and a stronger signal than usual. Not to be confused with another station less than 1 kilohertz higher measured on 4990.93 by Dave Valco in Pennsylvania, reporting to Hardcore DX. This was Radio Ancash in Peru, heard October 21st at 0914 to 0940, with Campesino music announcements in Aymara, ad blocks, and an ID which sounded like it was abbreviated just to Radio Anc. Last time we reported that Radio Nacional Huanuni in Bolivia had been bombed off the air October 5th, but 1 week later, October 12th, Arnaldo Sline in Argentina was hearing it again on 5968.58 variable between 1020 and 1035. 5 days later, Chuck Boland in Florida had something near that frequency, which may have been the same, 5967.75 around 1000 UT. Since our report last time of Spanish SSB on 13363, it's become clear that that is indeed one of those feeders from Argentina to Antarctica, heard by Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica. He says they're usually broadcasting football. He heard it from 0200 past 0500 UT one evening, October 13th. They relay a variety of stations. On that occasion, it was Radio Rivadavia. Radio Continental was also heard by Nicolás Eramo in Argentina on the same frequency, October 23rd, at 2230 to 2255. Nevertheless, if you hear an English program on SSB on almost the same frequency, that is very likely AFRTS via Guam. Alan Moore in Paraguay reports to Conexión Digital, superlative quality, although I think he tends to exaggerate, on a Chilean harmonic 19270, September 21st at 1854. It's CVC La Voz in Spanish, 2x9635. So that's another one we're looking for much further away, but so far no luck here. The fundamental is scheduled very long hours, 12 hours a day, between 12 and 24, during V06. Meanwhile, just about every day we look for it, we're hearing at least a trace and sometimes a quite good signal from the Gabon harmonic on 19160. In fact, on October 22nd, it was holding up as late as 2240 UT, which is getting close to local midnight in Gabon. The revival of Radio St. Helena Day from the South Atlantic is drawing near. It's Saturday, November 4th, on the frequency they've used in previous years, 11092.5 upper sideband. There will be a series of transmissions beamed toward different parts of the world. Remember, it is only 1 kilowatt or so, so it'll still be a DX challenge. Here's the schedule. From 18 to 1930 UT for New Zealand, 20 to 2130 to Japan, 22 to 2330 to Europe, and from 2330 on through to 0100 UT Sunday toward North America. A new QSL card will be available. but reports via email will not be accepted, only by P-mail, including return postage of at least 3 IRCs or 3 U.S. dollars. Here's the website for the latest info in case there are any changes, www.sthelena.se/radioproject. Lady X, Hunker Peterson in Denmark, reports hearing Radio Kahuzi, Bukavu, Congo DR on 6210, signing off as late as 1730 UT on October 4th and 6th, but with interference from a signal in Greek. What could that be? Well, I finally figured out it's the difference between two Avlis Voice of Greece frequencies, 15630 minus 9420 equals 6210. Thanks to Tarek Zaidan in Egypt for sending us the tentative B06 schedule of Radio Cairo, including English as follows, 1215 to 1330 to South Asia, 17835. 16 to 18 to Central and South Africa, 11740. 19 to 2030 to West Africa, 15375. 2115 to 2245 Europe, 9990. 2300 to midnight 30 to Eastern North America, 11885. Now that's the same frequency they used last winter, and it collided with WIFR in Portuguese to Brazil. Guess what? The same's going to happen this winter, because WIFR is again scheduled at the same time on the same frequency. Final English broadcast to North America remains on 7270 at 0200 to 0330. Dan Sampson of Primetime Shortwave forwards the new English schedule for Radio Exterior de España to North America at midnight on 6055. We'll finally be able to hear them again. To Africa, Monday to Friday at 20 on 11680, and Sunday at 22 on 11625. To Europe, Monday to Friday at 20 on 9680, and Saturday and Sunday at 22 on 6125. I continue to hear the English broadcast from Radio France International, presumably relayed via Japan, at 14 UT on 6120, which does not appear on any of their schedules. In fact, the best reception yet was on October 24th, but the question is, will this survive into the new B06 season? I've been hearing another unscheduled broadcast at 14 UT, this one with excellent reception, Radio Prague in English on 15350. That turns out to be a test relay via Sackville. Ulrich Cheap at Radio Prague tells us the frequency for that changes in B06 to 15160. Strangely enough, this broadcast has been carrying programming from the previous day rather than the current day. Alan Rowe in England heard Radio Slovakia International confirm that they will be resuming shortwave October 29th. Schedule looks pretty much like it was before they went off at the end of June, including English at 07 on 13715 and 15460 to Australia. Then to Europe at 1730 on 5915 and 6055, 1930 on 5915 and 7345, and to North America at 0100 on 7230 and 9440 for South America. That schedule via Craig Christ. However, Marcus Weidner on the ADX mailing list via Kai Ludwig says their resumption of shortwave is only for 2 months until the end of December. Last time we mentioned that Radio Polonia would finally have relays abroad from Germany, meaning a much improved signal, including the English broadcast at 18 UT on 7130. The other broadcasts are via Germany, but Wolfgang Büschel says this one in particular is relayed from France. They'll also be using French Guiana aimed back toward Europe at 2030 to 21 in Polish on 9640 and 11940. Which means they could aim English broadcasts toward North America via French Guiana and have a real North American service, but no plans for that. Here's the B06 schedule of English from Radio Tirana, Albania. Times have shifted 1 UT hour later, and they are daily except Sundays or UT Mondays. To the UK at 1945 to 20 on 6130 and 7465. 21 to 2130 on 7530. To North America, 0245 to 03 and 0330 to 04 on 6115 and 7465. Albanian to North America is daily at midnight to 0130 on 7425. Via Donny Rosenzweig, Israel Radio's New English Schedule. To North America and Western Europe, unless otherwise specified, 0430 to 445 on 9345 and 7545. To Central America and Australia, that's quite a combination, on 17600. At 10:30 to 10:45, 15760 and 17535. 18:30 to 18:45, 9345, 7545. And here's an interesting new frequency from Israel, 6985. At 20 to 20:25, 9345, 7545. And to South Africa, 15640. Radio Samaneh, the clandestine for Iran, added a morning broadcast on October 15th, according to DX Mix News Bulgaria, at 02 to 04 on 7590 via the Ukraine 300 kilowatts. And this was confirmed by Horacio Negro in Uruguay on October 19th. Swapan Chakraborty in India forwards the new B06 English schedule from Iran, 10:30 to 11:30, 15460 and 17660 to South Asia, 15:30 to 16:30, 7330 and 6160 also to South Asia, 19:30 to 20:30, 6010 and 7320 to Europe, 9855 and 11695 to South Africa. Finally, to North America at 0130 to 2:30, 7160 and 6120. Furthermore, Bernd Trutnow says the relays via Lithuania will continue, English at 19:30 on 6250. Joe's Jacob in India reports that after a one-year delay, All India Radio is again ready to move its 90-meter transmitters to the 60-meter band. Keep an ear on these new frequencies in case they actually happen with B06. Shimla on 4965, Bhopal on 4810, Delhi Kingsway on 5015, and Gangtok Sikkim on 4845. That one signing on at 0100 and off at 1600, except Sundays, 1630. After missing for about a month, the high-power transmitters from Voice of Indonesia began to be heard again in mid-October, including 15150, 11860, 9680, and 9525. We monitor almost every day around 13 from 9525, and as before, some days it's there, some days it's not. On October 24th, Ron Howard in California was hearing the English program at 0800 on 9525. Radio New Zealand International B06 from 0359 on 17675, 0659 9890, 1059 13840, 1259 5950, 1751 9870, 1851 11675, 1951 17675, and from 2151 15720. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 24th, solar activity very low, geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. A and K indices peaking at 20 and 4 October 28th, November 9th, 18 and 4 on November 17th, dipping to 5 and 2 in between. Solar flux bottoming out at 70 October 27th through November 13th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1333.